which is the last Gemara packet for this Zman. And Bez Hashem, we have completed 7 packets on Inyone Arias. A lot to do. And then we'll do starting with next week, hopefully Chazara. And then we have some Hanukkah things and etc. And the week from Thursday, Bez Hashem, we're going to have the Hanukkah Masiva, our Shir Masiva. Okay. So the discussion of this packet is Negiah Barayas. We know that the Arayas are individuals that a person cannot cohabit with, cannot have intercourse with. And they're, you know, Chomer Isurim. But the question is, what about other acts of physical contact with these people? And we discussed in previous shiurim about Yichud Barayis, right? With the discussion, the difference between Imo, Achoso, all these different things. So let's learn the Inyanim, and as Hashem, we'll learn through, and they'll see where we get. So it says in Kiddushin in the Mishnah on Payment Beis, Misyached Odom im Imo v'im Bito. That one can have Yichud with his mother and with his daughter. Now, there's a son with a mother, a father with a daughter. So that we discussed in the past. And then the Gemara says even a bigger chiddush: V'yoshen imohem b'kiruv basar, meaning that they could even sleep together, not, you know, be in the same bed, b'kiruv basar, even if they're not wearing clothing and they're touching without having any intercourse or anything like that, but they're basically together bekir of basar. In other words, their skins are touching each other, not wearing clothing. Meaning we assume that there's no yetzahara for a father and a daughter and a mother and a son, that akadei kach it's Yashin Imahim Bekir of Basar. But that's only when they're little. That's only when they're little. Right, so what I said before, that there's no Yetzirah, there might be no Yetzirah for Yichud, but once they get bigger, in Higdilu, once they get bigger, and we'll see, have to see how big is big. Zo yishena b'ksuso v'zeh yoshen b'ksuso. So then they can still be in the same bed together, but they have to be wearing clothing. So when they're little, it's even b'kir basar, and that, no. So what's the shear? So this is a bikula. So we're talking about Negiah Barayas. This is saying that even being in bed together without clothing, when the son or daughter are very little, that would be permissible. Family, son.
No, I'm saying otherwise, like different.
Yeah, so far I only mentioned a father and a daughter, a mother and a son. So now let's turn to Kedusha on the second page, Kedusha Pei Aleph on the base. It says, Higdilu Zeh Yoshem Mitzuso. Kama Amar Rav Adabar Rav Azam Rav Asi Tinokos Bastesha Shonim V'yomechad. So until she's 9. That's already, when she's 9, that's Higdiluf. And then you have to be with your clothing.
With
the father. Right. Tinog ben shteimes reishon of yom echad. And by a boy, it's up till 12. Once he's 12, then only b'ksuso. Igadamri, there's another opinion that says no. Tinokos, the shear is 12 is the cutoff point. Then she has to start wearing clothing, meaning to be in bed with a parent. Tinok is b'shteim es yeshon of yomecha. Tinok ben shlosh esrei v'yomecha.
Are we talking about a father and a mother?
So Rashi says, Tinok b'shteim es yeshon of yomecha v'yivyeh se'ars d'chi'ika. So one opinion says that the Tinok is 9 and the boy is 12. The other opinion that says the girl is 12 and the boy is 13. Zevzek is ish yush shadayim nachonu usarach tzimeach. And both of them, both opinions require that there be some physical maturity of development of the breasts or pubic hair. And in addition to the age. And the question is, at what age? But you need the physical development as well, and once there's the physical development, so then we then there's more of a chashash that there's something go on, but that's only if they're not wearing clothing. Once they're wearing clothing, so then only in this specific case of a father and a daughter, a mother and a son, would we permit it. Okay.
So even if you hit the age, but you don't have the signs.
Right. Then the Gemara says, "I'm a Rav from Bar Papa. I'm a Rav Chisda Loshono El Sheina Bosha Lama Lefan of Arum. I'm a Bosha Lama Lefan of Arum." Awesome. He says that's only when she's not embarrassed to stand naked in front of her father. But if she's Bosha, so then that already is enough. Once, you know, perhaps even if she didn't reach the specific age or development that we mentioned before. Okay. Because Rashi writes that once there's busha, Yadu sheish batam biya. So then you see that there's a certain level of Yetzihara there. So then the Gemara says, Rav Acha bar Abba ikla lebei Rav Chista Chasnei Shachle lebaz barte. Rav Acha took his daughter's daughter Ozvu bekanfei. Okay, 1 second. So before we go further, let's just take a look how this is brought down in the Rambam. Let's take a look at the Rambam on page 7. So let's start with Halacha Vav. And mechabek achas min harayi she'ein libo shel adam nokfo aleihem. Let's start with Let's start with Zion. Ketzad mutar ha'odam ha'av l'chabek bito l'nashcha. A father could hug his daughter and kiss her. V'tishan imo b'kirv basar. And they could sleep b'kirv basar. But again, it doesn't mean having bia. It just means that they're don't have their clothing on and they're together. Chena aiming bina calls man shehim ketanim. Higdilu v'nasa haben gadol v'bas gdola. Once they grow up, at shiushadayim nachonu utzorech tzimeach, and she's already developing breasts and pubic hair. Ze yoshin b'ksusa v'hi yishena b'ksusa. Ksusa v'hi yishena b'ksusa. So then they have to be clothed. They can't just be b'kirv basar anymore. V'im haisa habas bosha lama l'fnei aviyah aruma. But if she's embarrassed to stand naked in front of her father, then already, that's already enough that she's considered like a gedola, and they can't be bekirv basar. Or shenises, or if she's married, then of course she can't be with her father like that. Bekirv basar. Chayni me'ein bo shalamad b'fnei b'na aruma. Where if the mother is embarrassed to stand naked in front of her son, afal pi shein ketanim shegiu likalei mehem ein yishenim mehem ela b'ksusam. To be embarrassed, if there's a level of embarrassment, so then it's still mutter to be in bed together, but they have to be with clothed. They can't be without clothing. So this is the the first halacha that there is, meaning that we have this halacha of Av Ubitu and both the mother and etc.
Whatever he says about the mother also applies to the father, right?
Yeah. Now, there's another Gemara on page 3 in Meshech Shabbos, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. It says, Tashma al-Harim al-Ochal ve'enav lo'nosa al-Guloi Beis Yisrael ve'eseish Yisrael u'timi nid al-Yikov Makish ida isha nido la isha re'eh. Masha is re'eh hu bebigdo vihi bebigdo asur. Afishto nido hu bebigdo vihi bebigdo asur. So here the Gemara says that when it comes to another married woman, in other words, a man cannot be in bed with a woman who is married to another man, not to him, even if he's wearing clothing and she's wearing clothing. Right? In other words, we permitted by a son and a daughter for their parents, we permit even without clothing when they're still ketanim. Right? But when it comes to a married woman, to be in bed with another married woman, that's aser even if she's wearing clothing. And furthermore, your own wife, when she's in Ida, so you can't be in bed together with her, even if you're both wearing clothing. And the Gemara says, "Upliga de Rav Pedas." And this comes to argue with Rav Pedas. The Amar Rav Pedas, La'asra Torah, Ela Kurva Shel Gila Arayas Bilvad. Rav Pedas says that the only thing that's usur is actual what? Actual intercourse. And the other opinion says no, even if it's not actual intercourse, even if the couple, this man and another woman who's married to someone else, is wearing clothing, that's usur.
Two extremes.
Shenema ishi shall kol shemra saralo sikruvu lagalo serva. So Rav Pedas says, no, it's only mamish gila erva, mamish intercourse, that's usur. But not that it's mutter. Then the Gemara says another thing. Ula kiyava osimi bei Rav. When Ula would come back from the house of Rav, have a menashek luhu la'ach v'sei abei chadayu. In other words, he would kiss his sisters. Abechadayah with the breasts, Abechadayah with the hands. Pliga didea didea damar ula afilushim kurva usur. But there's another statement of ula that seems to be contradicting this, that says that any type of kurva arayisa asu mishum lech lecha amri nazir shkur shkur the karva lo sikrav. So Ula has two supposedly contradictory statements. On one hand, he used to kiss his sisters. On the other hand, he says any type of intimacy is usur. Because just like we tell the Nazir, don't get close to the vineyard, you might come to eat the grapes and drink the wine. So he says, schor, schor, go around. Don't go close to the Carmel, Carmel of Sikrov.
And we know that statement
is
talking about family also.
He said
he kissed his sister.
Right.
Maybe that statement was someone else.
Right. Okay, we'll see. That's a good point. Well, so there is a... two Rambams we have to look at. First, on page 6, Perkaf Aleph Halacha Aleph. So the Rambam writes, if you kiss an erva or hug them derech taiva, v'nena b'kir b'asa hariz alokim in a Torah. That's the Rambam Shita then. Say a man would hug and kiss another lady who an Eishes Ish, that's not his wife. So that even if they didn't have bia, that's l'sikrivu, chibuk v'nishuk alone, if it's done derech taiva. Because. In other words, the Rambam basically has three categories of arayas. You have your mother-father thing, so that only be itself is asa. But chibuk v'nishuk is mutter. Right, that we saw before. If they're still ktan, and once they're gdolim, then at least they could be yoshein who bebigdo v'hi bebigdo. Then you have the arayas that there's a real taiva for, say another lady, another married woman, that there could be a taiva for that. So that everything is asur. But then he has a third category of that they're not your mother, but it's not a woman that you have a taiva for, like your sister, for example. So what's the story with your sister? So l'chora we don't have a heter to be yoshein bekir vaser with a brother and a sister, but yet so it's not like a parent. But on the other hand, it's not libo nokfo, like the same yitzhahara that you have for, say, another lady. So the Rambam says, on page 7, Chafal of Zayin, Hamechabek achas min haray she'en libo she'odam nokfo aleim or no shenokshok lachad mehem yonachoso hagdola. His sister, that's a good gedola, va'achos imo, or his wife's sister, his mother's sister, V'cheyotzi b'hen av al b'yishayin sham taiva. Even though there's no taiva at all, v'lo hanachlal, harei ze meguna b'yoser. But the Rambam says it's very what? Meguna. What does meguna mean?
Disgusting.
The dover iser who? It's the dover iser. U'maisa tipshibu. Shein kreivim le'erva klal ben gedola ben gtana. Because you're not allowed to have any korva to an erva. Chutz me'em le'vnova av le'bito. With the one exception of a parent. With the one exception of a parent. But when it comes to... One second. When it comes to the grandmother, and then when it comes to the sister, well, the two people he speaks about are your sister and your mother's sister. So a sister and an aunt. So where does he get that from? What's the source of this thing? So if you look in Rav Kappa on page 8, he says, look at the bottom of page 8. Shabbos Yud Gimel Amnav, Mekish Isha Nido, Ve'eshes Re'ehu. Ma'eshes Re'ehu, Be'migdo V'hi Be'migdo Osor, Ishto Nido, Be'migdo V'hi Be'migdo Osor. Klik the Rapidas, Osor Kreva Shal Gido Arayas, Bilvad. And then Ula, who's following Rapidas, used to kiss his sisters. But plead the day of the day, the Marula feels shum kurvas also. So he says there's a klal from the Gaonim. That called Malkam Sha'omer Bashas Upliga Yotza Hadiflag Mehalacha. I've kind of Yotza Loshin. Rishon Mahalacha. B'tzarcha Yilifsuk Yerav Pardas. Whereas whatever it says something and then it says pliga, so we follow, and this argues on the following. So we always pass like the pliga. So say there's a first opinion and then say that this opinion argues on. So then we paskin like the sheet that says upliga. So over here, so what does it say? It says that when Yud Gimel and Shabbos, what is it? Where is it? On page 3. First is the opinion that says that you can't be in bed with an erva. Then it says pliga the rapidas. August rapidas that says no, you can be in bed. The only thing is not to have intercourse. And that's what, but then it says upliga didei adidei. There's another pliga after that. That marula feels shum korva aser. So then it comes out we follow the second pliga. Because if there would be one statement then a pliga, we'd follow the pliga. But here there's one statement, a pliga, and another pliga. Because one statement says that it's also to be in bed with a rice, even if you wear clothing. Then it says pliga or Torah Pradas that says only be as also. And Ulo was following Rav Pradas. That's why he kissed the sisters, because it wasn't Bia. But then there's a second pliga that says that you shouldn't even do anything because score, we tell you to stay away because it might lead to something. So at the end of the day, Rav Kachpok says we have a tradition from the Gaonim that whenever it says a pliga, we follow the sheet of pliga. So therefore, at the end of the day, it comes out that everything is us. One second. What's the Lashon HaGemara? The Lashon HaGemara is that I feel shum korva asa. So that means that any form of korva is asa. One second. Because it might, just like we tell the Nazir. So he's saying that that's where the Rambam got his halacha from. That's why you can't. When the Rambam says, when it comes to your sister, the Rambam paskins that it's also ma'aseh tipshim to your aunt, etc. Because. Even though there's no tithe, there's no honoha, she ain't craving le'er v'klal. And that's the second pliga. Ain't craving le'er v'klal. Yeah.
Two problems. First of all, the second pliga is not the same as the first one. The second pliga is just to say, like, who is contradicting what he said? Yourself.
Right.
Whereas the first pliga is really an opinion
of itself. But. We're saying that Ula was following Rav Pradas, that only B is us.
Just asking, how could Ula go that way if he said himself this? But that pliga is not the same as the one that's used for Rav Pradas.
But at the end of the day, the final pliga is the statement that everything is us.
Even if you want to say that, if you continue on whoever wrote this, where we got the source from, Simon?
Yeah.
Where
are you reading?
Continuing just two lines after you stopped in
what page?
Eight. The first
page. Eight, the Rav Kapach. Rav Yosef Kapach, you see?
Got it.
He wrote, he's the Taimani rabbi, who big Talmud Chacham, who wrote a Perush on the Rambam, plus other things. So he says the source of the Rambam that you can't touch your sister or kiss your sister or your aunt is because the Torah says that all types of korva is also.
But if you continue two lines just from where you stop, with Nibra Magin Mishnah, what else prepared to say
with these? Which one?
Second column.
Is that possible? I made him head of the cloud, Pisco. The Nibra Magin Mishnah. So we didn't even do that. In other words, the Magen Mishnah has a different shot. Because later on in the Gemara, the next line in the Gemara, we didn't do that yet. There was a story with the Talmud Chacham who learned a lot and then he died young. Meis b'chatzi yamav, and his wife was going to all the shuls and asking, you know, my husband learned Torah, and it says ki yuchayecha v'ochyamecha, so why did he die young? So the final answer was because when she was a nida, they during the Zayin Nikiyim, they weren't sufficiently apart from each other. They didn't have atashmish, but they used to eat together, sleep together.
Are you saying the Rambam paskin that way based on that story?
Right, so he's saying that that's not the reason why the Rambam paskin like that, but rather because he followed the tradition of the Gaonim, that you paskin like the Pliga.
No, but then he says, and the sword of Gaonim was worse.
No. He's saying about the Magen Mishnah. That the Magen Mishnah forgot about the Mesoros HaGaonim.
Not
that it's lost. Why did the Magen Mishnah have to say that? The Magen Mishnah should have just said the famous klal from the Gaonim, that whenever it says Upliga, it says a statement, and then it says, but this statement is arguing with the following, so we follow the Pliga. And then Zirex, he wrote a whole piece, Rav Kapach, about different cases where the Rambam follows the Pliga. And one of the cases is our Gemara. On page 12 here, we quote our Gemara in Shabbos. So Rabin is also pleading brasa the ulo, hotziya pleading kama mihalacha. Then he says, "Sfar Rabinu divrei ulo she'osu min haTorah." Page 12. Rashomer. Why is he saying, so Rabbi Berg was asking, why does he say it's Asra Torah? So the reason why he's saying it's Asra Torah is because it would be only the Rabbanon that wouldn't necessarily pliga on the statement before, because the statement before was a Dindaraisa. Also Torah al Kurva shall give a rise of Vad. But if you want to say that he's arguing that he has to be arguing Min HaTorah. Let's look in the Shulchan Aruch, see how it's brought down on page 16. Anush? Rav Kapach is saying that.
That's
what Rav Kapach is saying.
Right.
Yeah. That's it. In Shulchan Aruch it says, "Mchabeg or Menashe Gachas Me'arayah Shein Libo Shalom and Nokfulem, but a Chosok Dolu Machasovim Kiyotzibem, Avu Bishein Lushum Hanoklal, and Reizem Guda Biyose, the Dover Isser Hu Umaisa Tipshut." Then create him erev a klal, make dola, make tana. Kuf me av levito ve aim levno. So basically, he's just quoting the Rambam. With who?
With someone.
A strange. Because the Gemara learns it out. From the Hekesh, from. No, but the thing is, Yecheskel is going to compare to Ishto Nida. But the Eishes Reyehu, that could be, that perhaps could even be the Raisa. No, in other words, to extend it to Ishto Nida. Maybe, you know, that's. Right. So that's a, you know, the Kabbalah, that's a whole different other thing. But in a Chanami, the Iker Din of Eishes Reyehu was not learned from Nach. Yeah. Okay, everybody. So far what we've seen here is this the Gemara and the Shitas HaRambam, the chilek between three different people, the Eishes Reyehu, that's even begodim zaser, that's the child, it's when it's very little, it's mutter even without begodim, and when it's a little older, dafka with begodim, and then achoso,
he's.
Is also because of that he passes like the second Ula. That if any Korva is also. Okay, Mr. Shemu. Omidcha.